Let me start by congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency of the 21st meeting of states parties of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. You can count on the full support of the Brazilian delegation in the conduction of our works this week. And before anything, Mr. President, allow me to agree with you on commending the delegations of Ecuador and Peru for their joint statement, and to commend both countries for how far their cooperation has moved along since the signing of the Brazilian Convention. Mr. President, the Convention is a hallmark in the international efforts to mitigate humanitarian suffering, save lives, and preserve human dignity. It encompasses the very notion of incompatibility of certain methods and means of warfare with international humanitarian law. The Convention enshrines the notion that we cannot afford losing our humanity in times of conflict. Every step taken in freeing the world of the scourge of anti-personnel mines is a step towards protecting the innocent. Brazil has supported the Convention since its inception and was one of the first states to sign and ratify it. Indeed, Brazil has been engaging in promoting capacity-building initiatives for decontamination and demining abroad years before the Convention entered into force. Brazil has no mine fields or contaminated areas and has never deployed mines. Moreover, although Brazil has not held any stockpile of landmines since 2019, we remain constructively engaged in the Convention. Our participation in this instrument adds up to our disarmament credentials as a peaceful country with a stern belief in the value of international cooperation. We acknowledge with satisfaction the fact that 164 states are already parties to the Convention and emphasize the importance of its universalization in order to fully achieve its ultimate goal, a world without anti-personnel landmines. We therefore urge all states still outside the Convention to endeavor renewed efforts to accede to it as soon as possible. Mr. President, Brazil keeps a permanent capacity for humanitarian demining as a means to maintain preparedness, participate in UN-mandated peace operations, and provide international cooperation. The Brazilian Armed Forces support permanent teams for the construction, recovery, and neutralization of explosives and unexploded ordnance. Demining training is essential to maintain existing capacities in humanitarian demining. The training allows for the Brazilian assistance to other countries and will remain a necessity as long as there are minefields in the world. Mr. President, international cooperation is one of the pillars of the Convention. Brazil attaches particular importance to it. We have a long history of humanitarian demining. Since 1994, over 370 officers from the Brazilian Army and Navy participated in demining operations, most notably in South and Central America, as well as in Africa, under the aegis of the UN and of the Organization of American States. One particular priority for Brazil in this field is the training of national experts, both civilian and military, in humanitarian demining techniques. By increasing national capacity to conduct demining operations, these initiatives strengthen national institutions and promote ownership of clearing processes. As a current example, I am glad to refer to the course on demining and neutralization of explosive artifacts conducted by the Brazilian Army Engineering Instruction Center. Currently taught in Portuguese, that course is expected to be taught also in English as of 2025, with vacancies open to the international community for both military personnel and police officers. Mr. President, we take note of the reports, conclusions, and recommendations presented by the Convention's committees. We commend all coordinators for their efforts and the excellence of the work carried out. Brazil congratulates all parties involved in the discussions to sort out the obstacles presented and highlights that cooperation and dialogue are the most effective tools to resolve controversies on the implementation of the Convention. Lastly, Brazil reiterates its steadfast support to the Oslo Action Plan. We look forward to the discussions ahead during this meeting. I thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. President.